And then they're put positively in terms of the ten endowments. So some of these overlap. So these are the opportunities, the advantages and the resources, the conducive conditions, internal and external, which help us to practice. So there's five personal endowments or internal conditions that we bring with us, it says, by virtue of who we are from our previous karma. So some of these counteract the freedoms. So we're born in the human realm. We're born as a human being with self-reflective awareness, with that balance of karma and karma vipaka, pleasure and pain, and we can distinguish between skillful and unskillful actions. So I suppose we can think, well, how much have we developed our humanity? Well, we have that as a basis. We're born in a central land or region, so we're not born in a borderland or amongst a barbarian horde. we're born in a land or a set of conditions where there's some degree of understanding of ethics, some degree of culture, civilization, congenial to the Dharma, where there's opportunities to learn and develop, and also learn and develop ethics, some kind of cultural life, and even maybe some kind of spiritual life is alive. So we've got sort of freedom, and we're not under the power of others. We're born with sound mind and body, so we're able to understand and communicate the Dharma as well. We're born, we're living not under the burden of an extreme karmic burden. So this is said to be, we haven't committed the five heinous crimes. Wounding a Buddha, killing an arahant, murdering our mother or father, or causing a schism in the Sangha. So these are said to be very, very heavy karmic things to do, and would have, you know, would be weighty karma, bring about weighty karma vipaka. So obviously they would kind of weigh very, very heavily on one's consciousness and affect one's, therefore, rebirth. You could say, well, we haven't committed any serious unskillful actions which would have a big influence on your consciousness. Now, I don't know you well, but maybe you have. I don't know where you come from, what you've done. So you may have done something that you think is really quite unskillful in your life. And sometimes it says, it means that you haven't committed any karma that's difficult to reverse. So the weighty karmas are quite difficult to reverse. And of course we've got examples of Milarepa and then Gulimala, haven't we, who kind of did reverse murder as a weighty, a serial murder, I suppose. Very sort of heavy karma, did manage to reverse it. Milarepa by going through, you know, very kind of hardship practice, and Angulimala by just kind of meeting the Buddha. So I suppose one of the things that's kind of creative and positive in Buddhism is that even if I or we have committed an act that we consider was quite unskillful, we can turn that around. It may take us a long time, but with practice and with regular practice, we can turn it around. Obviously, if we've come, as some human beings seem to come into this life, you know, kind of very, very positive and they continue that, you know, that's very, very fortunate, and maybe depends on their previous karma. So we come mixed, don't we? We come to this life with very mixed karma. So we can turn our karma around. So some of us, you see this with people and you've done a lot of teaching, been involved in Buddhism a long time. Some people just seem to come along quite young, they meet the Dharma, you know, it's very straightforward, their practice kind of, it's very easy and hard not to feel envious sometimes. That has not been one's own experience. But for other of us, it's more complex. And, that may be due to all kinds of things. We can't just say it's due to previous karma. That would be very kind of literalistic. But it can be due, maybe partly due to that, we don't know, due to our conditioning. And we may have a lot of undoing to do along the way. Well, that's where we're at. I remember Bhante talking years ago about there being four paths, four ways of experiencing the path in Buddhism. Easy all the way through, hard in the beginning, easy at the end. Easy in the beginning, hard at the end, and hard all the way through. All bases are always covered in Buddhism, aren't they? So yeah, you may just have an easy, you know, you may have a lot of positive karma and punya, so you may find your practice easy. You may find it hard in the beginning, and who knows how long the beginning is going to be. You don't know that till later, much later. And then, you know, kind of, oh yeah, it starts to get easier. It starts to get easier. Easy in the beginning, hard at the end is kind of interesting. Maybe your practice is easy, but, you know, conditions are very, very difficult. You find conditions. You find yourself in quite difficult conditions, even though mentally things are good. And hard all the way through. Well, maybe we shouldn't go there. Anyway, he said it doesn't matter which one you are. You just keep practicing. Yeah. So that's the first four. Number five of the what's called the internal conditions. Having faith in the Buddha's teaching and confidence in the spiritual life. So that's also reflected when we look at the three kinds of faith. But I suppose this means that you've come with quite a positive sense of your own potential. You have a capacity for faith, and you may not be developed in terms of complete Shraddha, but then when you you come across the Dharma, you hear a Dharma talk, whatever it is, you know, you respond, and that is all our experience somewhere along the line. Whatever we were doing beforehand, and sometimes it's sudden, isn't it? Sometimes it's gradual. We've responded to the Dharma. We've had that capacity for faith. So one commentator likens these five endowments to a bit like we've got a car, human body, which is on the road. We've met the Dharma. So it's faith in the Buddha and the Dharma. We've got the Dharma. The car's got petrol. So it's, the car is free of disabilities. It's not, you know, got all its engines working. You've got a license to drive. You've committed no heinous crimes, and you've got confidence to drive. You've got faith. I don't know if that helps. I don't drive, but I thought it was quite it was quite nice. Could think about riding a bike, I suppose. So we could think, well, how are we doing with those? You know, we are in a human realm. We've got opportunities for, you know, developing ethics and reasonable amount of culture in our civilization. We've got our sense faculties and our mind. We know we can reverse our karma through practice, and we know we have the capacity for faith, so we're doing pretty well.